Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joseph Michelli is our guest and our new friend, the author of the new book, Leading the Starbucks Way. It's his second book on Starbucks. Joseph, I don't think you'll mind me saying this because it's in your book. You lost your wife to breast cancer earlier this year, and I'd like to dedicate the rest of the show to her memory. Her name was Nora.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Yeah, we had a 6-year battle and a 24-year marriage, so we had a good run. We certainly did. Thank you for that.
Well, my audience knows that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We'll be doing our breast cancer awareness show with survivors of our, you know, from our brain trust, real members of our brain trust who've been, many of them, been with me for 15 years. We'll be doing that sometime next week, folks. But Nora Michelli is in our thoughts right now, Joseph. Let's talk about the other fundamentals that you talk about that basically made Starbucks what it is. And folks, just remember, every Starbucks you walk into, you need to think of it as a small business. It has it's a franchise of a very large corporation, but the people in there, if they're serving you, if they're making you happy, they're doing that because they want to do that, not because somebody's cracking a whip over them, right, Joe?
Amen. It really is at the store level that this thing runs. You know, there's four principles I can go through really quickly. I mean, and the initial truth about most business is that you have to extend love and trust to customers in order for them to love you back. So, you know, if you have a policy at Starbucks that says the drink absolutely has to be right or we'll make it again, you have to be willing to do that.
Yep.
And there's some pretty amazing stories of what customers have brought back in. You know, cups of coffee they put in their garage for a week and brought back in. And, you know, either you honor or you don't. If you don't love on them, they don't love you back.
Yep.
You know, from the standpoint of this brand, it used to go into market and just push its way in and do it its way. Over time, they've learned that they have to kind of reach for common ground, which is another principle in the book. They need to figure out what, you know, what plays in the next town over. They have to make accommodations to their product offerings.
When you say common ground, whose common ground are we talking about there?
Well, I think first off, you have to know what your offering is that does have ubiquity. What is going to play everywhere? What are the key things you have to keep in play? But you also have to then go local, and you have to have people on the ground locally. You have to be in those communities making a difference, and you also have to figure out what are the taste profiles and product offerings.
That's what a former Starbucks executive, Howard Behar, told us on the show. What you just said is exactly how the Frappuccino got started.
Absolutely, absolutely. Down out of California with a lady by the name of Dina Campion.
Yeah, so, great story. So, folks, these are things that you can do yourself. You know, your business is made up of two things: what you stand for and what your customers expect from you. And I think that's what you just said, Joe. And all right, what's next?
And the last two principles, you know, mobilizing the connection. Starbucks has become a technology company. They have a mobile application that allows customers to stay in connection even when they're not in the stores. They've also put products in the mobile lifestyle of the customer. So products like Vio, which is a microground coffee, where customers can use it wherever they are. You don't always have to have your customer coming to your brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Cherish and Challenge of Legacy. They really do take stands on social issues. They believe that you have to have a soul, and the soul will offend some people, but it'll attract others. Mm-hmm. And then there are a lot of brands out there that are just plastic, and nobody likes them, nobody hates them, and they're really vulnerable to becoming a commodity.
I want to talk about the mobile. I want to come back to the mobile thing, because in my new book, Joe, I say that mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, people are more likely to notice that their mobile phone is not on them than their wallet, right?
So that's right.
We've changed a lot of things over time. And clearly, if you're not connecting with your customer on the little screen that they bring into your building, then you're likely not to have them connected to you after they leave.
And folks, increasingly, this doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, whether you're B2C, B2B, it doesn't matter. Increasingly, people will find a way to use their mobile device to do something that has to do with what you do for them. And whether it's an app or that you've given them or something they've created for themselves for how they use whatever it is that you sell, it's critical. On the last thing, the cherish and challenge what you stand for, Joseph, I believe that the values is the great new differentiator. Values are part of relevance, which is trumping competitiveness. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as long as you state your values and you stand behind them and you act in accord with them, customers, a large number of customers will flock to you because they are part of your affinity group. The problem is that people don't want to state values because they're afraid of offending people. They also don't act from those values. So,
but that is a value. To me, that is a value, though, Joe. Being prepared to declare what you stand for, that is a value.
Absolutely. And Sam, you know, one of the clear areas is for youth unemployment and youth employment. And
yep.
Starbucks has taken a hard stand pushing politicians around saying, you know, let's not give money to them. Let's give money to causes, you know, to actual funds that will be used to help small business grow.
Right.
And
right.
Certainly something that's been successful for them.
Joe, I need your website, please.
It is josephmichelli.com. That's J-O-S-E-P-H. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-I.com.
The book is called Leading the Starbucks Way by this best-selling author you've been listening to. Joseph, well done. Good job. Congratulations on the book. And come back soon.
Hey, Jim, looking forward to your third.
I appreciate it. We'll get you back on the show real soon. Joseph Michelli, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joseph joined us. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.